Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. You know who I am, you know who I be. I'm Michael Akadiri. And to my left, I'm joined by...
Yeah. Kazeem Jamal.
Yeah. And to the left.
Yeah. Darrod.
Yeah. We're on the yeah ting today. Let's go straight into a listener's question. Thank you so much for sending this in. Hopefully this one is not as nasty as last week's one. Thank you for sending this in. This is a bit crazy though. It's not nasty, but it's crazy. So we've got a 3-month-old infant baby girl, and it was being babysat by the mother-in-law. Nice.
Yeah.
All cordial so far. Apparently, the baby wasn't settling. So, the mother-in-law tried to give the baby a bottle. The baby weren't taking the bottle. So the mother-in-law said, hey, I'm gonna try to soothe you with something else. What did she try to soothe this baby with?
Rum.
Yeah, brandy and a dummy.
That would have been an option, but it wasn't an option for this mother-in-law. She said, I'm going back to nature. Mother Nature. She pulled out her own nipple to try and breastfeed her daughter-in-law's baby.
Madness.
Woo! But she ain't producing no breast milk. So what was she thinking? She just put a random nipple in this baby's mouth. And the daughter-in-law's clearly upset. So upset, she's written into us to ask us what we think and how we could remedy the situation, if there is any remedy to take place. So what do you think, boys?
So her husband, that's her husband's mum.
Husband's mum. Mother-in-law, M-I-L.
What is he saying anything? Because I'm just like...
Well, did she say he gave an opinion? I think... He's been a soundboard. He's not really been vocal himself.
Why does he not have an opinion on his mum whacking her tit into his kid's mouth?
Because he probably wants to keep the peace.
Yeah, I hear that, but the mum disturbed the peace.
The mum fully molested the child.
Yeah, that is mad.
You think it qualifies?
Well, what else is going on?
That's weird. She knows she doesn't have any breast milk.
Unless your mum's slow.
Yeah. Then why have you left your kid alone with this slow?
Yeah. You wouldn't intentionally leave someone, your child with someone that you didn't find the capability to look after them.
Yeah.
It's like, it's proper dumb. Like,
yeah, it's
weird.
Mad dumb.
It's weird.
It's dumb.
Did it work?
Well, that's the crucial thing. Would that change anything if it did for you?
It might be like an old wives' tale.
What does that sat there and show off? She told me, she's definitely not babysitting anymore. I just wanted, she didn't specifically say, just said it was done in an attempt to soothe, but doesn't say if the soothing actually worked. OP left it out. But would that make a difference?
Nah, it can't make a difference, because the same way that if you gave my kid like 2 shots of brandy,
yeah,
and they're passed out, it's like, I mean, it's worked, but you've given my kid alcohol.
Yeah, that is mad.
Normally just a little bit rubbed into the gums to do shots.
Yeah, proper shots, like you're serving them at Weatherspoon's. Yeah, it's mad.
I'm trying to figure out what my reaction, like how I'd react to that if my mum did that.
Would you still be comfortable with babysitting in the future?
No.
You're shutting that down?
Your own mum?
Yeah.
It's just mad. I'm now just thinking my mum's like a bit mad. I'm thinking, oh, she's actually like, she's losing it.
You just have to give your mum the bars every time, like they would to you, like before you went to school or went to stay at someone's house. Be like, hey, but you got a bag here, you got everything here. Remember, yeah, no nipples in mouth there.
My mum could only look after my kids with another adult.
Oh, right. So they don't need to be babysat. Yep.
see them? Yeah. Fun puppies? They got to stay inside today, yeah?
She's off into the car.
I don't know what happened in the 90s, yeah?
You mean?
Well, we don't do that no more, yeah? So you see, we don't use the word half cast, and we don't put tits in other people's baby mouths. All right, that's what we don't do.
Yeah, as you obviously look after kids, I'm like, who's coming with you? That'll be
wow.
You can't trust you. You're right.
My mum's like, talking to my mum, like, oh, yeah, I got a gig this week. I said, oh, I'll watch the kids. Well, it depends. Have you learnt your lesson?
You have to provide an up-to-date parenting manual. That's crazy.
The parent.
Let's say they insist on that, you're trying to correct them. You're like, you know what? I'm still happy for you to babysit my child, but they're trying to put their foot down. They're like, you know what? No, don't. Like, I know the rules. If you're uncomfortable with me being here, they put up a fight defending their honour to look after their child, but also they don't want to be corrected. They're being stubborn, essentially. Would that change anything for you?
Well, if they stand on it and be like,
they stand on it and be like, look, obviously I know I was wrong, but don't bang on about it. I know how to parent. I raised you, didn't I? And then you're trying to be like,
whose titties did you let me suck?
Well, but then she points to her bestie, and then
bestie's Lenny, though.
That's what I was thinking.
Bestie's Lenny, I'm gonna call it. I'm feeling real nostalgic.
Oh my goodness.
I'm feeling real nostalgic, Sandra. I lied to you.
Legend.
I'm hungry.
I'm teething.
Yeah. 35 and teething. Yeah, I didn't know you could teething your face.
Oh my god. Yeah, wisdom teeth. Wisdom teeth.
So weird, Sandra. I'm teething on my cock.
Oh,
that's like that super bad scene when he's like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Funny you say that, Jules, because my bag's actually located on my cock.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm teething on my penis.
Woo! But them bars there.
Yeah, man.
But no, wild, yeah, mother-in-law, wild. Like, she's saying she doesn't want the mother-in-law to babysit again, which I understand, because...
I'm fully hearing that.
Yeah, that is...
As a man, you could flip it to your girl and be like, all right, cool, my mum tried to do that, right, it's bad, isn't it? But if you think about it, like, I've sucked your tits. Like, I'm not, like... You can't do nothing for me. Like, I don't need milk. And you can't give me any. But like,
but you done that. No, that's a terrible example because you was doing that sexually.
Yeah, and then you have to be like, so that implies that the mother.
I was actually doing it. I do it to fall asleep. That's a personal omission.
So when you got insomnia, you're sucking nipples to try. Hope you
sucking nips.
And that's your treatment plan. Yeah, just
you think Big Rich sucks his own tits?
At the end of this beef was still going on.
I said I'll come back. Was it? Yeah, I said I'd come at him like quarterly.
You haven't settled this beef?
No, he didn't want to fight.
So he doesn't want any beef? If he doesn't want to fight, then?
No, he doesn't want beef. He wants a diet.
Oh, okay. Alright, what are we telling his mother? What are we telling his mother? She wants to know what to do. She's decided herself she don't love her in law to babysit. But is there anything really to add to that?
Not really. Your prerogative, as long as you're not saying the grandma can't see her grandkids anymore.
Just supervised visits.
Supervised, yeah, you're on supervision.
Yeah.
I think
grandma's on probation.
What do they call it when you visit your kids, like, at a centre?
Oh, that's visitation.
Yeah. You're on visitation, grandma.
You're the VO. Anytime you want to see the
visit and all that.
But big man thing, maybe you call the police on her.
Oh, but then that's the kind of
she made a baby suck nips that weren't...
Yeah, that weren't legit.
Like that's an abuse of power.
But then that's the thing. You there will be people who would go down that route and
I guess sexual assault.
It's a mad move.
It's a very mad move. But then, you know, do you go through... That could break the relationship down, you know, essentially. Because that's where the dynamics come in, because the husband can feel that the wife is sort of taking his mother to court, so to speak.
Yeah. So your wife can't say anything mad about your mum, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
and
then
you can chat to your old bridges.
Yeah.
But don't let me hear nothing wild in it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say nothing wild about mum.
Well, that's the thing. That's what's always difficult with in-laws, isn't it?
Because how good you can, would that 10 minutes of material be, though?
I'll be banging. But you, that's the challenge, juicy, talking to in-laws.
Juicy, like some tears.
I'm sure all of us, if there's anything deep, you could probably go to your partner and say, hey, can you ask your parent or whoever it is?
I let it fester in my chest.
Isn't that what you wanted to say to an in-law? That you go through your partner?
No, I don't go through my, but I just affirm it.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's the best way?
No.
How come you rather not say anything, even if you say it via?
I don't like the awkwardness. I don't like bringing stuff like that up.
Interesting.
It's firm, G.
But there must be something that's non-negotiable for you, where it's like, you feel they've overstepped the mark, where you can't be like, I confirm that, and then you can't confirm everything.
You can.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the I've not got to that point yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Are you like that, Darren? Do you go through if there's anything to say to the in-laws or?
Nothing really. Nothing's ever been said to me that I've felt like I need to. Or done or anything. No. It happens the other way.
Yeah.
Sometimes. In the sense of, I mean, it's like, oh, like, if you could just mention this or be more aware of this when this happens. So I don't feel like I'm in the position to say
X.
To say X in that situation. But then, like, when I was in Edinburgh, like, obviously my mum was around the house a lot, and my wife would be reporting back to me, like, look, you're in the house with each other for like not for the full month, but
yeah.
You'll have to learn to express yourself directly too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, and then they put like they spent a bit of time before Edinburgh, and I think next time my mum came round, no, because look, we're family now, we've been family for a while, so we need to just drop the pleasantries kind of thing. So my mum's like, oh, do you mind if I make a cup of tea? She's like, go make a cup of tea. Like,
yeah. Just be proper comfortable.
Yeah, with it. And then that same way, I was like, I want your mum to help out, like doing this. Just ask her. Like, she's like me. She's not going to do anything proactively. Like, she's waiting for instructions from you to say, help me do this.
Yeah.
If you go upstairs with the kids, she's not going to just wash up because you're upstairs.
Yeah. If you ask,
do you mind washing up or like, take the kids upstairs? She'll go, oh yeah, sure. And she'll just get up and wash up. So I was like,
you know what, I don't.
You have to tell her.
I don't like being the middleman.
What? Between what your partner and your mum?
Like, them man, them two, they'll be, they're Kiki and Carl Kyan on Foolishness, Love Island, them 51st dates or whatever, on the WhatsApp and all of this, yeah. But as soon as it's like, you've got each other's numbers.
Yeah. Would you understand the request though? Do you like when the requests come through to you? Are you like, oh, I can see why I've been asked it?
No.
You don't see it at all?
No.
Oh damn.
I can see why I get asked. I'll
just be like, just ask.
The discomfort.
But do you see the discomfort? Because you said yourself, you go through Cherie, your partner. Don't be the government because you don't want to.
Yeah, you said the name of the partner.
Yeah. You go through her because you don't have the awkwardness, so you must see it the other way around.
No.
Okay, he just ignorant. He an ignorant nigga, man.
Whoa. Whoa. I think that's the first time we've dropped that N-bomb on the pod.
And I'll say it because I was watching.
It's from the BBL man himself.
Hey, yeah, I've gone back in my ways. Now
I've regressed.
I've regressed. Now I watched Judah Booker perform comedy, and it made me regress because he, in terms of being ignorant, because he had a very ignorant set, and it was hilarious. It was the funniest set I've seen. He is hilarious, and he was just,
what'd he say?
Sometimes ignorance, the flagrance of ignorance.
It's so funny. It was a gig in Birmingham, and it was largely an older Caribbean audience, so that's 50s and 60s. And you know, you sometimes tailor your material. Like, okay, I'm maybe not going to swear or whatnot. He's talking about baby mothers. He's talking about side chicks. He's talking about having hoes in different area codes. He's just... It's England stuff. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Junior Booker is the best, man.
Oh, man. He had this one. I don't know. I'll tell you off air because I don't want to spoil it. But I laugh for 5 minutes. The audience was gasping. I was laughing my head off, man. Love Booker. But yeah, that's where it came from, because I was thinking about Booker. But yeah, you know, I think it's different, and my wife always tells me, she said it's different for daughters-in-laws with mother-in-laws, than then she's like, boys don't have to do anything, boys don't have to do anything. They're so chilled for boys. Whereas for ladies, there's always that dynamic with the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. I don't know if that's anything
that's been expressed to you. I think we've said it before, like, motherhood becomes their identity, in it.
Mm.
So things, if like the mother-in-law starts going, oh, maybe you should do that, or I thought I'd do that, or I just thought he was doing this, so I just did this.
Yeah.
And then, like, your missus is like, okay, well, that isn't what she does or has at that time. Then wanted to start. Okay, don't wait. Anyway, guys, so what's on TV? Let's break this up quick. This is about to passively explode into a war.
You like that referee in the meme with hitting each side. Where'd it go?
That's me, though. I'd be doing it back and forth, and then they'll be like, well, let's see what Kazim thinks about Kazim. I'm gone. You see me running down the street.
you don't get involved.
They don't really have.
Don't worry, no tussles, no.
Nah, but yeah, just my thing is, you know, my thing is, my mum never does it like as a undermining thing. It'll just be a thing of just didn't know and stuff. Or it'd be my mum and my sister just enjoying the kids too much. So the amount of times we've gone out, and it's like, yeah, so the bedtime is 8.
Yeah.
Bedtime's 8, cool. And then we'll get sent a picture on WhatsApp of just my daughter just on the sofa at like 8:30 in their pajamas. Like, just grinning. Just like,
ah. You know, kids can't tell time, but they know it's past
their bedtime. Exactly.
Yeah. So the smile is even just like.
Exactly. She knows she's out of her jurisdiction. she's downstairs. She's like, but it's 8:30. And then I'll just look at her and then she goes, I do it, whatever. I'm out. I don't care. I'm out. I was like, there you go.
Switch off.
Yeah. They're not going to die going to bed like a bit later.
Mm,
That's me, man. I got the kids. I'm just, listen, you sleep where you drop.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Are you like bed militant?
But I'm not tired.
It's too good for the afternoon. Yeah. It's better.
Get into bed.
That's it. The sleep hold and everything.
I've had enough of you. Not. Yeah, I've had enough of you today. Yeah, man.
I let them go. Wow. I'm just like, listen. I remember one time, like, Alani tried to stay up with me, on the sofa.
She gonna hack it. What are you watching? Like, was it like football? Like, not football. Like boxing or something later.
I don't even know. But her mum went out, and she was trying to stay up until her mum came back. I was like, bro, you drop there, innit?
That's how you're sleeping now.
Listen, you don't know the pleasure yet of waking up on the sofa, being like, raw, that's this. I'm here. Imagine.
That was beautiful.
Have you ever just woke up on the sofa and it's been like, sofa.
What? This is night time.
Yeah, and it's gone back.
Oh yeah, because sometimes I should just go up to bed, but.
How hard it is to get off that sofa?
No, I've just given in. I'm just gone. Foot onto the sofa.
Yeah,
I'm sleeping here.
I'm not armoured chairs.
It's like, I cannot be asked.
Blankets.
Yeah.
And when I've given in,
we've got one enough.
Straight.
Yep, in our footrest. Yeah. In our footrest, there's the blanket. I'm just like.
It's just a straight draw for the blanket.
I get harassed. If it's 1 a.m. and I've fallen asleep watching something, I get. calls, or I just wake up and
you're using that time to masturbate, bro. What's wrong with you, bro?
Call back. But no, she's like come to bed. What are you doing? Don't sleep downstairs. That she's just anti.
Why do women not like you sleeping downstairs?
No, let's get into this, please. Because
she hates
this.
They hate it.
No,
you've
triggered me. She doesn't care if I'm on the sofa on my own, right? But she does this annoying thing where, right, we're going to watch something on TV. It's like 9 o'clock. You know that's, if you're in, if you're not kicking, 9 o'clock is late. You're going to fall asleep.
Minutes.
You're going to fall asleep. You've been talking to your girl. You're talking business all day. So you get into that. Now, maybe we can watch that show. Yeah, sure, we can watch it. We'll watch it. It's gone. And here's the thing, I'm doing that, she's doing that. She's fully laid on the sofa.
Yeah.
I fall asleep. She kicks me. What? We should go up to bed. We should go up to bed. I'm like, alright, yeah, fine. We'll go up to bed. It's alright, fine. I'm just like, fuck it, let me just sleep. You'll sleep, I'll see it. No, really, we should. It's like, oh my god, don't stop kicking me. And then she kicked me and it's like, I'll do what? There's just, I need to do washing up. I need to do stuff. What's she doing all this time? Sleeping on the sofa. She's just getting some nice sofa sleep.
Ooh.
And I'm doing all this washing up, tidying up the house, right? And then it comes to bedtime. She's brushing her teeth. I'm brushing my teeth. I've had like this hour and a half of doing stuff around the house where I'm just shattered. She's had her sleep. What does she want to do now we get into the bedroom? Just chat about her day. And I'm just like...
Man said, hold on, you know how funny that was? Man just said, just chat about her day.
That's just chat.
Hey, chat, mate, he gonna pay for that.
Just chat, and it's just like, have you got that headspace to talk about this? And I'm like, no, not really. She's like, oh please, who's not like, can we just talk about this? I was like, oh, yeah, alright, fine. It's fine, go on. And then she's talking, she goes, so what do you think? I was like, he's like, oh, you weren't from listening, were you? I was like, oh babe, I'm so tired. I respectfully, I don't care at this moment.
It's like, I could never get with that. I listen to all your shit, now you want to listen to mine.
It's only when I break down what's happened, I go, you managed to sleep, you're now awake.
Yeah.
I'm shattered. I go, I literally can't listen. I literally can't. I go, I desperately want to sleep. I'm done. I can't.
Zapped.
I can't process my own things. Like, please, no. I don't want to piss you off by not listening. So just stop talking.
Should we be on that, man? And it's like it's at night time or in the morning. Now my son has got a lot of my qualities already.
Yeah.
Like space, like give him space.
Mm.
He'll come to you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. If you try and like take him for a hug, he's not on that. Like, if you try and take me for a hug, I'm not gonna get off. So he's kind of like me, like that in other respects. But what he's like his mumming is the moment his eyes open, he's just barsing, just bare bars. And the same as his mum.
Yeah,
she will argue that's not true.
Yeah,
but even like now, when we go home tonight,
yeah,
I'll get in the bedroom, she'll wake up. And then she'll be like, oh, so, yeah, it was a good pod. Man's tired of it. Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah. How are Darren and Michael? Yeah. Good. Yeah, they're good. Yeah. What you guys talk about? I'm like, brother.
Listen to the pod.
like, I'm irritable, so she'll be like, what you guys talk about? I'm like, no. Parenting stuff, innit?
You get cornered. You're now in an argument. It's like, how's this happened? Why am I here? Why am I here?
Up in the morning. Someone was in a bad mood last night.
I swear to God, this never happens the other way. It never happens the other way.
Yeah.
Even on the sofa thing. Yeah. I fall asleep on the sofa. Come on, come on. I'll eventually make my way upstairs to bed. Then in the morning, she will go, what time did you end up coming up? What does it matter?
They take offense.
But what does it matter, bro?
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know why they take offense. It's like, hey, you came to bed late.
What
it's
the like, I was in the same room. What do you think? I was
downstairs in the kitchen cheating.
Yeah. We know Michael wasn't downstairs stroking his cock. We know that. He's been RuneScape.
I was in the kitchen cheating.
Levels of Zima.
Well, how come you're just coming up now? I don't know. I don't know.
You're late, one man's editing. Come up to bed. Get all your editing done. Well, I'm up here, so I must have finished.
That's bad.
Oh, do a show. Was it busy? What if it wasn't? It's too late to sell any more tickets, isn't it?
Nah, it's
hey,
I got paid the same rate. 2 people, 200 people.
Same rate,
same money. Nah, promoted risk.
What does it matter?
Nah, it's funny. Just,
they look.
Yeah.
They hate you falling asleep downstairs.
Oh yeah, no, that's a big thing. It's criminal, man. So okay, come on, what are you doing? Why are you sleeping downstairs? Tiredness found me.
Yeah,
it took me,
and it liked what it saw.
One time. I don't know if she wasn't feeling well, but me and my son slept downstairs. Well, we didn't sleep downstairs.
Yeah.
I said, I'll keep him down here. Yeah. So you can rest. You're not feeling well. Anyway, I laid my son out, and then I was like, just fam, just lay down in it.
Yeah.
Come down, found both of us just chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sleeping. Comfy. Got my arm around him, everything.
Only break time.
Boys club.
Yeah.
Guess who came to break up the party?
Oh, of course.
Jesus Christ. We were having a great time. He's not slept this long in ages. Yeah, but the one that got me, and I'll never forget this, yeah? She got me a PS5.
Yeah.
Mm.
She got me a PS5.
It's on her.
Yeah? At Christmas.
Yeah.
So obviously, the industry I work in, yeah?
Yeah.
Get a long break.
Yes.
No doubt.
From Christmas... So on Boxing Day,
yeah,
maybe even Christmas Day,
but
let's just say Boxing Day,
yeah,
till about the 5th of January,
yeah,
I didn't go come up to bed with her once.
Woo!
And she said, wow, for the whole Christmas holiday, you've not come up to bed with me once, you're just playing your PlayStation.
Yeah, that's big disrespect, Kazim.
I said, you got me the PlayStation.
Woo!
What do you want me to do? Not use the gift you got me.
So you're saying blame yourself?
You're the architect of your own demise.
Woo! Do you have better balance now with the PlayStation?
My PlayStation is a professional dust collector. I ain't got time.
Yeah, mate.
Those 2 weeks when my son was, what, 3 months old, they were so good.
Yeah,
so I just put him in his little Moses basket.
He can't move.
Them two will go upstairs.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Let's go.
Yeah, lockdown.
Let's go.
Lockdown with a kid was fun because those late nights or early mornings didn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
And don't be that. I'd sleep. Like, so yeah. I'd stay awake until about 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Zadie, and then. No, I would go to bed, and then she would have to deal with it. Yeah, what? And I'd because she'd only she had that reflux, she was only sleep like upright,
yeah.
So I had to strategically like place everything around me that I wanted. Like go for a wee, not have too many drinks, but like a little bit of water there, a cup of tea there, some snacks.
Convenient.
Everything's just there, and just like right, got everything. Oh, I'm gonna watch this. Then I'm gonna watch that. Then I'm gonna watch this. She stares upright. This.
Fatherhood completed it, mate.
It's having a great, yeah. She's like, this is easy.
Easy, you got it down.
And then she'd be like, oh, 3 o'clock, okay, hand over, brush my teeth. I'm gone.
Lovely stuff.
My mum and I thought kids stayed like that for like a year.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish now, because I'm with my son, I need him in nursery. I can't keep up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too much.
Well, that's how I took my son to work the other day.
What? Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, the person that has him on a Monday couldn't do a particular Monday.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I went to work. I was like, look, I've got a problem, but I've got a solution.
Mm.
I haven't got childcare, but I can bring him in.
Mm.
Worst mistake of my life.
Yeah.
I've never been so tired before.
Just kept you going.
Brother. But this keeps you going. Bro, it's like doing two jobs at once, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%.
Bro, I'd never worked so fast in my life.
Jeez.
So you went to all the... Did he go to all your meetings with you and stuff?
I didn't have no meetings that day.
We cancelled them, or just by chance didn't have any?
Just by chance didn't have any.
So you had him in the building with you?
I had him in the building.
Jesus.
Man. Oh, bro, it was fucking long.
I imagine.
But the following week, I was like, she can have him, yeah?
But it just goes to show you how vital childcare is, and like I don't have the energy to be running around. I can't do anything. I literally cannot do it. Before, as you say, motorbike, plonk him, do what I need to do. Now I'm just chasing him around the house, chasing him, running around. I can't. Forget it.
Yeah,
man. Nursery can't start soon enough.
Yeah, yeah. September for me.
Soon enough, get him there.
September, do you remember?
You gonna go full time? 5 days?
It's free for us.
Yeah.
Oh, because you, your school?
She works in the nursery.
Yeah. Like that.
Them connects there.
Get them in there. You need it.
Was she in nursery nurse?
No, Senko.
So, special education needs.
Coordinator.
Senegalese coffee. It's like Kenko. But
it's, yeah. So it's like...
Yeah.
So if anyone in the nursery has special needs, that's her domain.
There's quite a few of them still. Did you get funding? Cash money
from the government.
From the government. From the council. From the local authority.
Complimentary nursery is brazy. That's
so a yeah, because she worked, the only thing we got to pay for is lunch, which I think is like £2.50 a day.
Yeah! £12.50 a week nursery. Wow. People are going to be biting your hand off for that. If you do. Wow. Crazy. You're going to have some haters. You're going to have some nursery haters.
Don't touch my hands.
And I'm the first one. anything else anyone wants to say? Get off their chest before we round up.
Well, I guess what I don't know what time is coming out. Wait.
This is coming out at least mid to late March.
So I would have found out whether I'd won.
Oh yeah, big up. No, before, let's explain why we're applauding. Hey man, hey, a few weeks ago now, Kazim and I had the pleasure of going to see Darren Griffiths' one-man show, Inconceivable. This show he's been promoting for months.
Yeah.
So none of you that are listening can
hilariously
say...
Hilariously promoting.
Hey, he's been going at it. Any angle.
I had much enjoyment reading your post knowing I had a ticket. So that none of these were aimed at me.
Hey, nothing was personal after that, man. But he was grinding. Someone will laugh at a post. Are you coming to my show, though? I said, whoa. That would be like he's in Wembley Market, you know? This is a Wembley Market tactics. And yo, this is the real marketing, you know?
I was co-opted any post. Anyone posted anything.
Man. Are you coming to my show? Hey, he's direct with me. He's never like, oh, please consider it. He said, are you coming? You got a ticket?
Yeah. Don't laugh at my posts.
But it made sense. So the energy you put into the marketing was the energy you clearly put into creating and crafting a fantastic show that well-deserved nomination for the best show at the Leicester Comedy Festival 2024. So let's just applaud the nomination. And hopefully by the time this comes out, we're celebrating the best show.
Yeah.
But if not, a nomination, regardless, is a massive, massive look.
I'm only willing to lose to Tanya, that's it.
I respect that. I respect that very highly. Tanya Moore, obviously... Yeah. A heavy hit on the comedy scene, doing her thing, got nominated for her show August. So yeah, it's nice seeing. It must be nice getting some industry recognition. The industry are fucking with you a bit.
Yeah, because I never get those ones like. But yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's weird because I told, we was obviously up in Leicester.
Yeah.
And I had 7 people in the audience.
Mm. That's dope. And one of them must have been a panel member.
And I was told before, oh, you got a
panel member
coming. And like, as soon as I stepped on stage, I was like, so it's that guy.
What? This looked out of place?
Yeah, because there's a couple
there. You were a narc?
There's a couple there. There was 3 guys there. One guy I met in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Like, he was a comic. And there's this other guy just sat on his own behind. I was like, so that's the judge. I was like, right, don't just perform to him. But I was like, okay. Well, it's good that he was there because it's easy to tell yourself, oh, there's only 7 people in the room, yeah, whatever. And I was like, nah, just deliver your show, man. Deliver it.
Yeah, could speak on this because people would say you get to some shows and there's low audience numbers or numbers that may be less than you would have hoped for or expected. And that could sometimes throw the comic off. But you were able to perform a show not only to 7 people, but to perform it to such a standard that it was nominated for the best show at the festival. And I'm sure there were shows there that were at the Wire Theatre that probably had 300 people there. But your show...
Shit!
Hey, man. Hey, talk your talk, man. You're a best show nominee. Talk your talk. Talk your talk. Swing your dick, cuz. Well. Swing it.
Well. But yeah. But no, it's...
Let's quickly Google the listings of the
world. You imagine, shit. It's Bare Friends.
Best shots. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. But yeah, no, it's... I think as well, because I had in my head or something, well, this is the last time I'm going to get to perform this show before I do the recording.
Absolutely.
In London, so I actually can't take the piss with it. I've got to actually try to do it well, so it's... I'm in the proper mood to get into the London show and stuff. So yeah, so I was all right. Let me just perform it, and because that was a number lower than I ever had in Edinburgh. So it's the lowest number I've ever performed the show to. And it's a bit insane performing an hour of comedy to 7 people.
I've done an hour to
two. Yeah, and but they fucked with it. Like obviously there weren't going to be room. Destroy laughter for 7 people, but they laughed, and it was just like,
so you did the proportionality thing.
But I think that gives you an insight that the show's actually funny, then.
Yeah,
like, not that you needed that validation prior to that, but like, I mean, one time I did a show and I'd lost my voice,
right?
So I had to like really just do my jokes like this,
yeah,
like no bravado, nothing, like, and the jokes were still getting laughed. Yeah, I was like, all right, so these are funny jokes,
big up, yeah.
Yeah, that's big, because it's easy to go out, see 6 people, and be like, for fuck's sake, what am I still doing? Why did I even bring the show up here?
I
did Edinburgh, I did supposed to do that, but the fact that you did it, you did a professional job, did such a job that, best show nominee. Big up.
Can I say a few words?
Go ahead.
And this is part of my growth, that I've been working on outside of all things like entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we came to see the show.
Absolutely.
Amazing show.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Obviously, when you do a show like that, at the end of the show, you come out and you got your wife there, you got friends, family that you've done for years and whatnot. So, one thing there, I didn't want you to think, obviously, I came and said, great show, I'm going. and all that kind of stuff. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
And you
debated me. I literally said, Monday.
I said, really good show, congrats or whatever. I'll see you Monday. Yeah. Cool. Show was amazing. And obviously, we have similar stories. Yeah. So I just want to say, I don't want no one talking no shit outside of this. We have a similar joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I know the joke you're talking about. Because when you did the joke, I think he's going to talk about it, his face was stern. He was like, tell me the joke.
I'm not going to tell you the joke because his recording is not...
No, don't say the joke, but the topic of the joke.
Well, miscarriages.
I think, is it about...
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
They can see what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. But if no one knows what you're talking about, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, this baby.
Cool. Yeah.
He's actually put it together.
You're doing
the most.
You're doing.
Yeah. So I didn't think my face was sick.
It was because we did Kobo a year ago. You did a joke on that topic. So then I was like, oh, that is similar to what he's to the left of me, and you were there like, like a meerkat. I was like,
I know that feeling. When you say it's like, damn it.
So I just want it for all, what's it, intents and purposes?
Yeah.
You said it well.
To know that no one's bit each other's joke.
Yeah. It's pure parallel.
And I want to say it so we can go home record, yeah?
I remember seeing your face. But we were in the recording, so I couldn't talk to you about it. Yeah. And then I said...
Yeah. So, just so you know, if you hear me tell a joke...
What? Right, no.
Mine's a bit different.
Yeah.
But it's the same idea.
Yeah.
But, like I said, the show was very good. Thank you. Made a lot of sense now why you have no shoes on in your picture.
Do what I've liked. A lot of people pointed out, going, I've just noticed this in your poster.
But you know what, yeah? You know when you take your shoes... If you want me to take this out again, you know, your shoes are for the end. But yeah, let me know if you want me to take this out. I still didn't get it. Yet. Look, and then Mike goes, "Oh, so that's why his shoes are off." And then I went, "Yeah." Oh, because of the place where he was doing his thing. Right, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. No, but it was very good.
You're dope, man, yeah. Just because you prevented me from seeing it in Leicester.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's like, let me just see it. No, don't come. I said, let me just see it. I'm going to be there.
No, but you sat the front row and you've seen the show 2 weeks before. You have just sat there. It's like, yeah, that's what you said to me.
Good joke, still.
Did you know when you came out that first time? Did you know there was a penis on the other side of your nose?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
that must be intentional. That must be intentional. Cool. He's just trying to break. That's an icebreaker.
But I think a lot of people in your boat, they didn't know I do.
I was like, does he know there's a penis on it?
I don't know. He must.
This is Darren. He probably did it on purpose. But did he though? Big day. What I really liked about the show though was like, obviously, you start talking about, like, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
We start talking about things like how it affects your relationship, and then you know, your pregnancy and stuff like this, and all of that kind of stuff. And there was this point where there was like so much tension in the air.
It's beautiful.
There's so much tension. Oh, and it was so good. Like the way you cut it with just this joke of like, and it was just so like, not in a rude way, but it was just like, if you get what I'm saying, please don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
For me, like, it wasn't like, oh, he's absolutely scrambled my brain with that joke.
No.
It was the build up that scrambled my brain. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then to just drop this one, like, just straightforward line.
Yeah.
That's funny, and being like, yeah, that's probably what I would have thought as well.
It was just different techniques. It was like, obviously, we're like, oh, we don't want to spoil too much, but we're literally spending 20 minutes on it. But anyway.
Yeah, but I think we've done well.
Because I had read reviews of it, and obviously, don't read reviews. I've read all the reviews. But
you read reviews, that's one thing. You don't read your own reviews, but you do. But when it's your friend's shows, you're like, I'm reading everything here.
Yeah, I want to get the flavour of what people are saying. And the flavour from Edinburgh that people were saying was that it starts off proper clubby, comes out heavy hitting, then the pace slows down, but it's really heartwarming, it's really poignant, it's really this, really that. Cool, and then it did. You just, it's like, what's going on, people? Bam, 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 bam. I was like, where are these punches coming from? Just quick. I was like, is this an hour of this? Because fuck, you know, I didn't eat up with everything. And then obviously the pace goes down as you get into the story.
Yeah.
But then when it got to the more poignant moments, the more tender moments, it was, I was like, okay, the technique's changed. Not just be flying punches. It's going to be tension. I'm like, okay, he needs to cut this tension.
I'm like, it's like a comic. Like, you know, like, it must be, it's kind of like a magician watching another magician.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, but then, there must be some magicians looking at someone like David Blaine and being like, how the fuck is he going to do this?
Yeah. I'm like, at what point?
And then he does it. And then even as a comic, you're like, oh!
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah, like, it was fun. Like, yeah, those tension bits to... Those tension bits to develop. Like,
Okay, I was literally two minutes before the memory. Let's just wrap up.
Big up Darren Griffiths.
Darren Griffiths, inconceivable. When the
special's out, go run it up.
Come on. Netflix, go buy that. HBO, go buy that. Amazon Prime, go buy that. Hey, ITVX, go buy that. BBC, go buy that. One of you need to go buy that. Otherwise, it's going to be on YouTube for free. But go buy that. And that's a bad negotiation tactic. But come on, man. Big up. Proud of my brother, man. When your brother wins, you win. And that's the attitude. When I saw that, I had to let people know, man. Inconceivable. Go check that, man. So, but by the time this comes out, Kazim and I would have done a work in progress.
Yes.
We're trying to get nominated ourselves, baby. So we're working on new shows.
I thought you meant from this Wednesday.
Least people that 10 aces and eights. Anyways, we are
we just sold out.
Come on, just 40 tickets to shift.
Sold out in here.
It's 40 capacity. Anyway, Boom Blast. I've been Michael Akidiri. To the left has been
my son's dad,
and To the left.
Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace.
Oh, yeah, I literally see the timer now.
Yeah, it's like flashing red.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was just.